Hello?
Hello, Larry Moore is there?
Yeah.
I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Right. Just a moment. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Am I 21 or older? Yeah.
All right. I know it's a still long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not?
Hey, I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
All right. Are you of the Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not. No.
Okay. What is your race?
I'm black.
All right. What is your age?
70.
All right. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people says that they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use the 10 if it's the most important, a 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first is protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Making housing more affordable.
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Fighting racism and discrimination.
10.
Right. Do you believe that the health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
No, it's not the same. I'm giving about 4.
All right. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
I think it's staying about the same.
Okay. Which of the followings do you believe are having most negative impact on African-American community? You can select up to 2. First one is ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. Next, cigarettes. Next, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Next, opioids and fentanyl. Next, alcohol. Next, marijuana and other cannabis products. Next, vaping.
What you repeat the question?
Yes, certainly. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community?
Drugs.
All right. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African American community?
No. Tobacco ain't got nothing to do with it, you know. It's the way it's taught, you know. Anything you overdo with kids, and tobacco, they just a humble blow, man. I'm a nurse, I know. They the humble blow, they took that teeth crazy. They can stop even talking the way they You know, the way they advertise the bathroom. If they want you to stop eating rice, sugar, or whatever, or everything you eat, we'll harm your body. You know, yeah.
All right, the case is you can choose between somewhat disagree or strongly disagree.
I strongly disagree about the bathroom, man. So they don't know what they're talking about. They know what they're talking about, but they're just a fool of human race. You know, I strongly disagree with all that crap about the bathroom.
All right. Now, I'd like to ask you, you to rate the familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products for each. Tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product. The first one is hip, not born tobacco products.
Huh? What the first one is?
Yes, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product.
Mm-hmm.
The first product is heat non-burn tobacco products.
I'm not familiar with that.
All right. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Huh?
E-cigarettes or vapes? All right. Oral nicotine pouches.
No.
All right. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. About 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans. Lives it lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to the most harmful tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing these, what would
The smoking ain't got nothing to do with killing people. What it is, the people ain't talk. You know, they're addicted. They're addicted to it. It's like driving a car. You drive a car too fast and crazy, you won't get treated. You know, I just like telling you don't drive a car. You know, how many accidents you just did you have driving a car? That's because people don't pay attention. They don't drive defensively, you know. It's all about your strength, knowing your limitations in this world, man. You can do anything you want to do in this world, but there's a limit to it. And that's all to that. And I'm glad talking to you today, but I got to go to the store and craft now, you know. Have a nice day, baby. Sure. All right.
Mm-hmm.